Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. The one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, that's with the number three, thethirdingredient.com is the website for that book. So check it out, and if you want to buy it, you can check it out at Amazon, both of them. So we're having a great visit with John Berlau. He's with the Competitive Enterprise Institute, senior fellow there. And we're talking about some of the issues that are going on right now, some of the changes that are needed to make investment opportunities more readily available to regular folks. And, John, one of the things that was important to point out, though, is that I used to sell private placement securities. Private placement offerings, I should say, because they were not regulated by the SEC, and I had to deal with accredited investors. I had to deal with that kind of those kinds of numbers. And one of the things that those requirements are based on, where you have to have, if you're accredited, you can only invest in certain investments, non SEC approved investments. If you have $200,000 for 3 years in income or $1 million in net worth, if you're a married couple, you got to have $300,000 a year. So
yes, and $1 million in net worth now can include, you have to exclude your primary residence even. So you can't,
right.
If your house is substantial,
so yeah,
you can't
count your home. You have to have other things. So the government assumes that if you have those numbers, that you're wily, you're educated, you're informed, you're experienced enough to look at a private placement memorandum and make a judgment for yourself. And those rules are in there to keep the uninitiated, John, from getting themselves into trouble, isn't it?
It can act like a club, certainly for the rich and also for the club for the coast. There are
Back up. Answer my question. Those rules are in there to protect the uninitiated, to keep somebody who can't really know, it keeps someone who used to do what I used to do from doing something bad, which was putting somebody in an investment that they didn't belong in, right?
I mean, that's the general rationale.
Well, I used to do it. Like, I mean, I didn't put people in who didn't belong there because I followed the rules. But there were people
right.
who wanted to get in who we didn't let get in because they couldn't qualify. And so
right. and
my point
because,
is that
you know, you don't
we're
have
talking
to
about
be
a balance, John, we're talking
go.
About a balancing act between protecting
right.
people, the uninitiated, and solving the,
yes.
the rich club problem you're talking about.
Yes, yes.
So go ahead.
Well, it's just it's ended up having problems. First of all, you're not, you know, automatically smart if you're rich, and there are more millionaires in the coastal cities, Washington D.C., New York, San Francisco, than there are in the Midwest, in places
That's
like
right.
South Carolina
That's
where
right.
you are, and places like Kansas City where I'm from and where I happen to be now. But I think there's just as much innovation there could be in the Midwest and the South as there can be in the coast.
So,
remember, it was two brothers who they may call the Midwest and the South flyover land, but it was two brothers from the Midwest, the Wright brothers, who
right.
invented the machine that can where you can fly over this land. So
yeah.
I mean, don't tell me that. So I think if you change the accredited investor law, make it so more ordinary folks can be, you know, if they know the risks, you know, invest in these private placements, you're going to see more entrepreneurs from these areas get funding and, you know, more innovation.
So what you're saying, let's net it out for some, let me see if I can net it out for everybody. What you're saying is because of the increased regulations on public companies, and there's no question about that. I've talked to a number of people, John, who went public in the 90s who told me if they were going to do it now, they couldn't do it. They wouldn't do it. So
that's what free markets of Home Depot is.
Right.
Said.
Because of Sarbanes, actually, because of
Dodd Frank.
So what you're saying then is that more companies are staying private longer, but that doesn't mean they're not raising capital. They're raising capital through private placement. And you're saying that because of the restrictions on who can invest in private placement, is creating two different classes of investors. And
right.
The investment opportunities for small investors are diminishing because there are fewer publicly traded companies than ever before. You said that in the last segment. Go ahead.
Yes, exactly.
All right. Finish up. Go ahead and finish your thought.
Well, and that's why this is the Jobs and Investor Confidence Act, which also has provisions, you know, builds on the Jumpstart Our Business Startups Act or Jobs Act of 2012 that make it easier for companies to go public, that exempt from some of the provisions, really onerous provisions of Sarbanes-Oxley and Dodd-Frank, you know, extends the exemption period for startups and emerging growth companies to go public. But and at the same time, it makes it easier. This other provision makes it easier for people in the middle class who are proven experts, like brokers.
Right.
There is
another level. I'm trying to remember the term because when I was selling investments, I was actually fit this, even though I didn't fit the financial position at that time. I was actually qualified because I had a securities license, so I was an educated person. I just didn't have the accreditation. Hold on to that thought. When we come back, I'm going to get John to delve into some of the specifics of the Jobs and Investment and the Jobs and Investor Confidence Act after the break. 10 till students.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.